Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. That means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend John Deaney back on the show. John has been a great member of our Brain Trust now for almost 20 years. He's been a long-suffering supporter of me and all the things that I do, and I appreciate him very much. He's one of the smartest business management experts on the planet. He's a consultant to scores and scores of small businesses in his work with Tab Boards and now his own consulting company. He's the author of the award-winning book, Hunting in the Farmer's World. I was there when they gave the awards to him. Also, Your Exit Map, which is one of the most beautiful books I've ever seen. He's our good friend, John Deaney. Welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. It's always great to be back. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's always good to have you here, John. So I know your work has been heavily in the last few years helping small business owners develop their exit strategy, build their valuation. Well, first, understand how to value their business, how it would be valuable, and then how to value it to someone who might want to buy it from you, and then help them do that with your book and with your programs that you've developed and all that. But if are people interested in the value of their business when they're trying to just stay alive, stay open? What do you think? I mean, the bombs are raining down on us. It's kind of hard to wonder about the party. What do you think?
Well, I think and that there's no conversation you can have in business today that doesn't include COVID-19.
That's right.
But, you know, a lot of boomers are in their mid to late 60s and early 70s now. They've run their businesses for 30 years plus. As I said to somebody recently who was like, I don't know if I'm going to rebuild after this, I said, you know, you went through the dot-com crash, you went through 9/11, you went through the
2008
recession.
Yeah.
You know, how many more things do you want to go through? I mean, how many black swans do you have to face before you decide that, you know, I just don't want to do this anymore? And I don't know which way it's going to go after this is died down or over, hopefully. But, you know, some people will, want to get out and others will slog on. But I don't know how many folks in their 60s are going to say, oh, I want to spend another 4 or 5 years building up my business so it can sell. But no matter what you decide to do, you've got to understand what the effect of the virus is going to be on the value of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some businesses are going to have their value
dramatically. I'm calling that, the term I'm using is post-pandemic. I think that's what we're going to start, the way we're going to start referencing our lives going forward is pre-pandemic, post-pandemic. What do you think?
Well, I love luxurious alliteration. So, so post-pandemic, you've got people that are going to be impacted now, and then the people are going to be impacted in the value of their company going forward. Now is the hospitality industry.
Mm-hmm.
It's bigger. People say, oh, restaurants and hotels. It's restaurants and hotels, tour operators, event venues, conference planners, mm-hmm. pipe and drape rental operations, group buses, speakers, caterers, food service, taxis, Uber drivers, travel agents. I mean, there's a lot of people who are just slammed right now. And
their business model is putting people together, not separating them. Their business model is aggregating humans, and we're not in an aggregating state of mind right now, are we?
Right. No, I like the way you put that. And the issue is not so much that they can't be, you know, the good news is when all this is over, their business will go back to being what it was or close to it. I mean, people will eat in restaurants again. People will travel again without the virus. The bad news is with this perhaps up and down closing and reopening for as long as it takes to get a vaccine, no lender's going to touch that business in an acquisition. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be able to get financing to buy one of those companies. So I think they're basically out of the market.
Until the dust settles and people start behaving again in a way that looks like those models are relevant, there's not much going to happen, is there?
No. And I don't think you're going to find a buyer. You may, you know, you can always sell a company for a note. I dislike it, but for that industry, that may become the only way out, that you hold the paper and you become the financier. And you qualify the buyer, but that is a much more difficult exit than having somebody that can go down to the SBA and get a loan to buy a business.
Hey, John, hold on to that thought. We're going to come back with more of this after the break with our good friend John Deeney. Your Exit Map is his new book. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.